Good morning, everybody. I was going to try to take today off. I wanted to take today off, but I guess I couldn't do it. I guess I just couldn't do it. This Mike Gill situation has gotten way out of hand. I want to crush it right here and explain my side, which needs no explaining. Believe me, needs no explaining. I can't even believe I'm doing this. Last night, I was with Jim Caviezel at the gala in El Paso. He spoke beautifully. He did a very eloquent, awesome speech about pro, knocked it out of the park. It was an amazing speech by Jim Caviezel here in El Paso. And I just want to give a shout out to him and just say, man, it was beautiful hanging out with you. I was going to take today off so I could go hang out with him. We're going to go to lunch and do some things. So I have to nip this in the butt. I got to nip this in the butt because it's getting out of hand. I woke up to my Twitter today and everyone's just jumping on there. Just toma, 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 toma. Everyone wants to kick my ass. It's all right. Not a big deal. But I just want to say the Jim Caviezel event was beautiful. Was beautiful. So do I get any time with my friends? I got to hang out with them last night. Showed them some boxing moves. He likes to compare all boxing to basketball. It's weird. There's some similarities. There are some similarities. So let's get to this. Mike Gill and Juanito. I'm going to tell you my side, how this went down. First of all, I reached out to Mike because I like Mike. Right now that's questionable. I reached out to him to come on my show because I do believe he's a very powerful whistleblower. The Pandora Papers are real. I think he deserves a voice on platforms. And I wanted to give that to him again. Well, as I reached out to him, where's Juan? Where's Juan? I'm like, dude, his texts were very aggressive. I said, I can call Juan. I can text Juan, something on that matter. He says, get a hold of Juan. I haven't been able to get a hold of him in months or weeks or whatever it was. I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look. Not a problem. You know that Juan changed his number. Juan changes his number. It happens. People do that. I call Juan with Mike on the phone. Folks, this was the most erratic, insane call I've ever been a part of. I'm trying to put together a podcast on the computer. I'm on my phone as they're both on it. Juan sounded like a therapist trying to talk somebody off a ledge. I know, Mike, calm down. Mike, calm down. Take deep breaths, Mike. Take deep breaths, Mike. Mike, take deep breaths. That's all I heard, the whole call. Mike, I know, Mike. It sounded like the only time I've ever dealt with this, honestly, with me, was in high school with an ex-crazy girlfriend that wouldn't stop. This is what that sounded like. I had to put the phone down, put it on mute, unmute my podcast and say, I'll be with you in a second. I'm on a call. I'll be right back. I'd get back on there. He's still talking Mike off the ledge. I couldn't even get through. I tried to butt into the conversation. I couldn't even get in. I couldn't get a word in. Mike Gill was going ham. Understandably so, he's frustrated. I guess he's frustrated. I get it. Juan is telling Mike, I have other whistleblowers. I have 50 people I'm working with. I'm a busy guy. You're not the only guy. Mike doesn't want to hear that. Mike goes in even harder. You know that Mike Flynn's a Fed. You know it. Admit it. All Juan was saying, Mike, I know. Relax. I know how you're feeling. I didn't hear him say anything that he was. Nothing. So to me, this was an erratic, hyperventilating, if I could say the word. I'm serious. This guy couldn't even get his words out of his mouth correctly. So what I did, I said, hey, guys, I got to go. I have a podcast to get on. I got off. I don't do crazy. Okay, I don't do that. Then the text with Mike and me started happening. And then when you start getting personal and calling me names, I get quiet. You get blocked. I get quiet because I don't know how to respond to that. When people do that to me in bars or on the street, I'm a fighter. So when that starts happening, I back off and I go quiet. I go silent. And yes, I did block him. There you go, folks. There's my side. Now, Juan is not available right now because he's halfway across the world. He is on the other side of the world right now. In presidential motorcades, okay? So he's busy. That's as much as I know and I care to know, folks. That's it. The whole thing with Flynn, what's my opinion on Flynn? I like him. I like Joe Flynn and I like Mike Flynn. Do I have any intel on them? No, I don't. I have zero. But I think they're Patriots. That's my opinion. I think they're Patriots. So, and then when Mike calls me and says, call into this show, I'm not calling into anybody's show. I don't need to do that. I have my own show. You can come on my show, Mike. But Mike, you got to calm down. You got to take some deep breaths and let other people talk. You can't be aggressive and call people names and scream and yell like you're 10 years old. If you want to come on the show and behave and let other people talk, you can. You can. And that's why I'm doing this podcast right now, because why? He doesn't let you talk. Okay? So now I'm talking and I'm saying, Mike, I'm not going on anybody else's show. In fact, why should I? I have no part in this. I'm a podcaster. If you want me to set it up with you and Juan and let him talk, actually let him talk, we could do that. And that's it. That's as far as this goes, folks. That's it. That's it. That's. And another thing. People are picking their lane right now. I understand how frustrating and confusing this time is. It is. It absolutely is. And I understand it. I'm frustrated every day. I get it. And all of you, just like all of you, you're all frustrated too. I get it. It's a very confusing time. I do this shit day in, day out. But what people need to understand is there's a lot of whistleblowers. Mike ain't the only one. Is he an important moving part to this? From what I understand, he is very important. Very important. But you can't go ballistic, start name-calling people, pointing fingers, and getting paranoid about shit. Mike, let's relax. We all have a part to play. And I'll be happy to have you on. I'll have you on. We could have an adult conversation, a civil conversation with Juan. Juan has no problem with that. But nobody likes to get on the phone. Does anybody here like to get on the phone with someone that's yelling at them and berating them and calling them names and hyperventilating? Do any of you want to be on the phone with a person like that? Because I don't. I have other shit to do. In fact, I ended the call and got on my podcast because I couldn't stand it anymore. That's how crazy this was. So now you know my side. It was just batshit crazy. That's what I heard. And that's where I'm at with this. And Juan's happy to come on. I'll probably talk to Juan today. And we'll do a show on this. If Mike was to jump on, you can, Mike. But guess what? You got to calm down. You got to relax. You got to let other people talk. That's it. That's it, folks. You're always yelling. Yeah, I can yell because it's my show. And another thing. A lot of you complaining about Nino's Corner. You know, yesterday I was at Starbucks, okay? And it came out to like $22. And I was like, wow, a coffee, a Danish, an extra shot of espresso, and I'm paying $22 for this? And people are complaining about Nino's Corner.tv. $4.99 a month. Just a month. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, people just like to complain. That's what I think it is. I think people just like to give you shit. And I really noticed today all the people that come on my Twitter and say, love you, champ, you're doing a great job, are the same people that get on there and say, ah, Mike Gill, this, that, you're a bad guy. You're part of the PSYOP, whatever. I'm telling you right now to your faces, I didn't want to come on today because I'm tired. I have shit to do. I'm going to go meet a friend for lunch. I wanted to take the day off. I got SGN on in a little bit. Now I have to pull on. Now I have to probably get Juan on to do a show. I wanted to take a day off today. But I don't deal with crazy, man. I block people that are crazy. And then especially when they start doxing me on Twitter or whatever, which he did. It's insane. And that's why people don't want to talk to him, okay? I don't. And that's my – this is me right now stating my case. What I know about the Flynns, I like the Flynns. Joe Flynn's a friend of mine. Mike Flynn, the times I met him, I think he's a patriot. I just don't know why Joe Flynn backs RFK. I will say that. Joe, you got to change your stance on that one. Okay? That's weird. I don't like that. But I like Joe Flynn. But just saying, this has gotten out of hand, and I'm nipping it in the butt. I'm not ever addressing this again. Do not expect me to address this again. This is it. I'm not getting in bed with crazy. That's it. This is it. Right here. I'm ending it right here. I'm squashing it. It's like I'm the bouncer throwing the people fighting out of the club. I'll talk to Juan today. I'll leave it at that. And then I'm moving on to other things that deserve my attention. And that's it. So can I go on and enjoy my day today, please? I have a lot of shit I got to do. That's it. That's all I had to say. So love you guys. Let me enjoy my day, please. That's all. I'm out. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the Black Sheep of Broadcasting. It was a quick one today, folks, but I wanted to address this because it was getting out of hand. It was getting out of hand. And that's my side of the story. And that's it. I'm done. I'm out. Later, folks. Peace.